Okay, we're here at the Fantasy Springs Resort in Indio, California with Jason Quigley. Jason, your sixth pro bout Thursday night here in Fantasy Springs against Joshua Snyder. Looking forward to it?
Yeah, you know, glad to be back here in Fantasy Springs. It's a great venue, great atmosphere at the venue, and just really looking forward to getting in and putting in a great performance tomorrow night.
You're a week on from your 1 year anniversary of signing with Golden Boy, and fair to say it's been a year where your dreams are beginning to come true.
Yeah, definitely. You know, just obviously when the year kind of anniversary came up, it was like you started looking back on things, and it's just been a whirlwind. You know, everything has just went so fast, and you know, now look at, I'm here now in my sixth pro fight already, and to be honest, just everything's going great and I'm absolutely delighted.
You've been busy so far in 2015, two wins out of your two bouts so far, another one coming now just a month after your last victory. That's been the plan all along, is to sort of stay busy and remain active?
Yeah, definitely. You know, you always see fighters taking layoffs and they come back and they're, you know, ring rusty and stuff like that there. I like to keep busy. I like to stay in the gym and just, it's just great to be staying busy and always in fight mode and everything like that, and always a good excitement going. You're always training for something. You've always a goal. You've always an aim coming up. You know, it's great, and it's key to performing as well, I think, you know, to stay active and to stay busy, you know, because you never lose your distance. You never lose your, you know, everything you need, all the small things that come into play in fights. You know, the more active you are, the more on point they're going to be.
And talk to us, I suppose, your opponent not long confirmed, Joshua Snyder. He has 21 fights, 9-11-1. Do we know much about him at this stage, Jason?
Yeah, well, of course, as soon as I heard the name, I've looked him up, you know, and one of the big names that he's fought stood out to me, Matt Korobov. You know, he boxed Andy Lee for the WBO world title, and Joshua Snyder, the guy I'm fighting, has went the distance with this guy, so obviously he's a tough operator. He's went the distance with one of the best in the world, and it was a few years ago he's went the distance with him. But you know, at this, in professional boxing, you can never, in any boxing, amateur or professional, you can never look over any opponent. You know, one shot can change the whole fight, and I get in there and I never really worry too much about my opponents, because as an amateur I was always used fighting guys I didn't even know what country they came from half of the time. And you know, but now when you get into the ring now, you know, I just concentrate on my own performance, and I just get into that ring and I make sure I make it as difficult as possible for that guy across the ropes from me. And you know, every man that gets in there is there to take a dream, a goal, everything that I've been working towards since I was a young age, they're trying to take that away from me, so they're all going to be in for a tough night, that's for sure.
And I know you do like to keep in touch with people back in Donegal. Big thing for this bout is it's a televised bout on Fox Sports, so your fans back at home can actually watch this one.
Yeah, definitely, you know, if they all keep up on the date on my Instagram and Twitter and my Facebook, they'll all get the link, and it's on Fox Sports 1, so even if you just go on the website there, you're going to get it. And my last two fights were meant to be televised and didn't get televised because the other fights went the distance, you know, so everybody back at home now is guaranteed to watch this fight, and it's great for everybody back at home because the support that I have from them is absolutely amazing. And I say it every time, you know, it means so much to me, all the support that I get back at home, especially being out here so far away from home. It's just amazing to have the support. It's great.
And you have a few people from Donegal flying from the likes of, actually a couple of guys flying from Australia, a few guys coming from different parts of America. I mean, that must give you a real lift as well when you see people making that effort.
Just sitting down here now, chatting to you from the beaches in Balbofade, you know what I mean? And we have Peter here from Rafo, my girlfriend's over here. We have the boys coming from Australia. You know, we have ones coming from Balbofade. Aoife McGee from Balbofade, who's lives in Boston now, but she's traveling over. Everything like that there. You know, there's ones from San Francisco, there's ones from San Diego. Everything like that, you know. The more Irish there, the better. And especially the likes of you and Peter, my girlfriend, everybody that's here right now, these are the people that have been here for me from day one, and you know, it's great to have you all here. It just makes it that wee bit more comfortable, that wee bit more at home whenever you see the likes of you and Peter eating away in front of you. You know, it's great to have their wee comforts back over here.
And I suppose when you peel everything back and look at it, the big game tomorrow night is to get that 6-0 beside your name.
Definitely, you know, that's the main focus. You know, got the weigh-in done now today, get a nice bite of food into me, get fueled up, ready for action tomorrow. As soon as I wake up tomorrow morning, it's going to be the game mode on, focused and ready to put on a great performance.